Good afternoon. This is the 12 noon Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike remains a very large Category 2 hurricane, which could come ashore as a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale, with that greatest threat being to the upper Texas coast. At this time, the center of the hurricane is located about 170 miles to the southeast of the Houston-Galveston area. It's moving towards the west-northwest about 12 miles per hour, expected to turn more towards the north as it reaches the coast. The hurricane is very large. Tropical storm force winds should be arriving at the coast by mid-afternoon today. Hurricane force winds could first reach the coast this evening near sunset. The center of the hurricane will be crossing the coast shortly after midnight. Because of the large extent of the hurricane and its great intensity, we do expect storm surge to be the greatest threat, with levels to 15 to 20 feet expected. This is Galveston Island, Bolivar Peninsula, and northeast Texas coastline up through southwesternmost Louisiana. To the right of where the center comes ashore, likely to be in the Galveston-Houston area, it would appear, we expect the greatest storm surge. That's, again, green and yellow colors here are going to be 15 to 20 feet, isolated spots to higher than that. It's going to be the greatest risk from this hurricane. In addition, as the center moves inland, it will bring strong winds, perhaps on the order of 100 miles per hour, to the Houston area. We do expect as well rainfall on the order of 10 to 15 inches to occur in this area. The time for preparations is running out along the coast. Most of the roads are now being overwashed by the surge, which has already reached 5 to 7 feet in some areas, but will be getting much higher in the hours to come. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.